Phil Moss, morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Middo. Can I start this morning with a rap for Clarkie?
Oh, no. Be careful. You'll get in trouble doing this, Mossy.
No. It's a good one, Clarkie. I was driving to a meeting yesterday morning, and I heard you going on about the young rugby league player who broke down in his presser the other day.
Cole Flanagan.
Flanagan, and all the hardships during your career that actually make you. And, mate, couldn't agree more. And I don't think you ever reach your full potential if you don't go through those hard times. So it really resonated with me as well, mate.
No, thank you, mate. I think that's the other thing as well. You know, sport is no different to what we all do in life. And I think everyone gets it because you've sat there. You don't have to play sport at the highest level to know what a tough day looks like and feels like. And we put players and people on a pedestal, but you can still have tough days. And that's why I say, I just hope Cole Flanagan doesn't feel embarrassed or is upset with the way he got emotional in that press conference when his father was spoken about or he's asked about his dad. It's a tough time for him. He's been dropped from the team that he wants to play for. You know, family support and your friends close to you is so important. So, yeah, for me it was about just, you know, I guess acknowledging that, you know, he should keep his head high. He's got no reason to be embarrassed or feel bad with how he handled that press conference. I think it's real, and I think we all have those days, so play on to him. Absolutely. I'd like to see him back.
Absolutely. Sorry, Mido, just hijacked your segment.
Good stuff, Mossy. I liked it. Now, I've been talking this morning about this Melbourne Victory ownership opportunity for fans. Tell us about this, because this is something that some clubs around the world do, don't they? Offer shares to fans. I know Barcelona do it. In the NFL, the Green Bay Packers are fan-owned, but 16% set to be offered up to the Melbourne Victory fans, potentially?
Yeah, that's right. And look, I actually went public earlier this year, I think it was, with the Mariners, and saying that the Mariners should have something similar as well, because, you know, in this day and age where it's so hard to drive, revenue through commercial partners because everyone's strapped for cash. If you can spread the load over people who are really, really passionate about the organisation, and no one's more passionate about the organisation in professional sport than it's rusted on fans, then I think it's really got some merit. And I think we do have to be innovative in the modern world and look for new ways to sustain our sporting clubs, because it's not an easy operation to run a sporting club. And I can tell you now, owners don't do it, generally speaking, to drive a profit for themselves, because that's very, very difficult to do. So I think it's got legs. It's got to be managed the right way, obviously, and sold the right way. But if they can do that, then I think it's more power to them.
Yeah, Mossy, speaking of the A-League, what are your thoughts on Western United, obviously losing to Perth last night? Big loss.
Yeah, it was, Clarkie, off the back of a 5-0 loss last week as well. So that's 8 goals shipped in 2 games for Mark Rudin's side. Some concerning signs. I wouldn't go to the state of worrying yet, because they've still got a very good squad on paper. And Mark Rudin's had a wonderful start to his coaching career over the last few seasons. So, you know, I'm sure he'll right the ship. as he said last week after the 5-0 loss, I'd rather lose one game 5-0 than 5 games 1-0. And he's probably saying I'd rather lose 2 games by 8 goals now than 8 games by 1 goal. So, but look, they've got the squad to bounce back, but they have to do it quick smart because the finals are looming and they need to change their form.
Mossy, can you tell us about the Wanderers, how they're going, and, you know, are they a realistic chance of, if they make the finals, to do any damage?
Look, I think they are, Loz. I think Carl Robinson's been smart, and it hasn't won him too many friends around the A-League by bringing in Scott McDonald and Stephen Jurgarkovic. McDonald ripped his contract up at Brisbane. Jurgarkovic made the move early from Newcastle. That's in the last couple of weeks, and they've won 2 games since, including the Sydney Derby. So, you know, that would suggest that that's just driven that extra competition for places. But then Cox, the Welsh striker, has announced yesterday that he's heading home now to England. So he's been away from his family. His wife gave birth to a child while he was over here, and she was in England. So it's been a tough few months for him. So he's leaving early, which will be a blow, because Cox is a decent player and, you know, he's a Welsh international. So yeah, it's still in the balance for the Wanderers, I think. If they can get on a run, if they can use those two wins back to back to really go on a run, then I think they've got the squad to cause some damage in the finals.
Overseas in the Premier League, Mossy, so the Premier League title's been confirmed. It's headed back to Manchester City. So now the real battle is top four, with the relegation clubs also sorted out. How do you see it finishing, that top four?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll leave the superlatives for Pep Guardiola to Jurgen Klopp, who came out and said he's the best manager in the world. That's City's third title in four seasons, fifth in nine seasons. And that's Pep's ninth individual European title. So I think that speaks enough for him. But yeah, look, you know, obviously as a Liverpool fan, Mido, I'm very, very nervous. I have to say that the best we can finish is on 69 points, but Leicester are already on 66. We've got two games in hand on Chelsea in fourth spot, but there's still 7 points separating us, and West Ham are in there as well. So, look, it's going to be a nail-biting run to the finish line. You know, Manchester United, what's happened with them in that postponed game against Liverpool that's going to be played tomorrow morning, it's disgraceful what the Premier League have done. They've made Manchester United play Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday in this next week. I mean, that's just disgraceful. That's not putting the players' well-being at the heart of decision-making. And that can have an impact on the teams, you know, chasing those third and fourth spot, and fifth as well, because it has permutations for everyone who plays Manchester United. So, yeah, look, it's going to be interesting, but I'm holding on to hope. It's a very slim hope for Liverpool, but obviously Chelsea in the box seat. This morning's result hasn't helped them. Arsenal beating them 1-0 this morning, but I still think they're in the box seat.
And what about Sam Kerr, mate? Her star just continues to shine brightly over there in England.
Loz, you talk about superlatives for Pep Guardiola. Well, Sam Kerr is on the cusp of greatness. You know, she's won the Women's Super League with Chelsea this season. She has collected the Golden Boot with 21 goals in 22 games, and she's getting prepared for a Women's Champions League final against Barcelona on Sunday. If she leads Chelsea to that win, it'd be hard to go past her as not necessarily just the best striker in the world, but the best player in the world currently. She is so influential, and she's a Matilda. She's locked and loaded for the 2023 World Cup, barring injury, of course, touch wood, everything crossed. But, yeah, she is a phenomenal player and a phenomenal role model for women's football as well. She keeps it real. She has a bit of fun, a little bit of banter, keeps it light, and always plays with a smile on her face.
Give us your multi, Mossy.
Righto, mate. Let's go A-League into Premier League again. So we're going to go Melbourne City to beat Adelaide at home. We're going to go Liverpool to beat Manchester United tomorrow morning in that massive, massive game at Old Trafford. And then Newcastle and the Mariners, I think, will be locked in a draw in the F3 derby this weekend.
Okay, so Newcastle Mariners draw, Melbourne City to beat Adelaide, and you're going Liverpool to win that massive game tomorrow morning in the English Premier League, and they are paying $2.40, so you're thinking they're winning at Old Trafford. So that's all up, three legs, Liverpool, Melbourne City, draw between Newcastle and the Mariners. That's paying $11.76 at tab, Mossy. That'll be dumplings if that gets up.
Tasty, tasty.
Have a great weekend, mate.
You too, boys. Take care.